The second aura, shorter, and that is that in the Sefer Igeres Hatil, so just a little bit of historical background. So the Sefer Igeres Hatil was written by the brother of the Maral. So the Maral had an older brother. He was known as Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo Mifriedberg, the Achia Maral. He's most famous for his Sefer Chaim. The Sefer Chaim is most famous for the fact that he said that the word Gemara is Rosh Tevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Oriel, and that when a Yid learns Gemara, Taitan Alach, V'taita Chalon, he has a Shmir El Yoyna, he Zoychata, Mimini, Michal, Mesmoil, Gavriel, Mefane, Ariel, Mechayr, Rafal, Val Rosh Yishchin, Askel, comes from the Sefer Achayim. But Achia Maral wrote more than one Sefer. One of the Sferim that he wrote was called Igeres Hatil. So I recently got a hold of the Sefer, and I was looking at it on Yontif a little bit, and in Igeres Hatil, he says the following. That just the background, the way Igeres Hatil is written, so it's broken down into four parts. Chelek HaPshat, Chelek HaRemez, Chelek HaSoid, and Chelek HaDrush. So it's based on the concept of Pardes, and it goes in order of the Aleph Beis. So he has an Aleph Beis Gimel, it's short, and it's sort of understandable. So in Ois Gimel, he says as follows. He says the word Govar. We say in Tehillim, Halu es Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol umim, ki govar aleinu chazdoi. So said the Achia Maral, Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo Mifriedberg. This is in the 16th century. So he said the word govar is Rosh HaTevis. It's nutrikin. Goyim lei chasodim, baishonim, and rachmanim. Govar is goyim lei chasodim, it's baishonim, it's rachmanim. So he said these are the three simonim that the Gemara says in Yevamos Ayin Tesem at Aleph, a little bit kitzer in Beya, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. These are the three simonim that are mavdol Yisrael Mishara Umois. See, he says, Upirish HaKosov, Halu as Hashem kol goyim, Shabchu kol umim, all the goyim, all the umim, everybody thanks Hashem because they were zoicha of a klayus from when we mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something a little more unique, and that is ki govar oleinu chazdoi, that we were bestowed with the midah of govar. Govar is goyim lei chasodim, it's baishonim, and it's rachmanim. This is what Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo Mifriedberg said in his Igeres Hatil, it's in Chelek HaRemez, it's Ois Gimel. But I just had one hergish, and that is that the midah of gvur is the midah sadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say in Shmoyne Esrei, Hakel HaGodoyl HaGibar VaNoira. Godoyl is chesed, gibar is din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed and din. All of b'machshava to create the world by midas hadin zok Rashi in the beginning of his pirush al ha-Torah v'shiteif, and then he was meshatef midas harachamim. Gvura is always midas hadin. But what does gvura stand for? The shayrish of gvura is gimel beis resh. It's gvura, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyim lei chasodim, baishonim and rachmanim. And tucked away in the midas hadin, it's always laced with the biggest hashpois of rachamim. It's goyim lei chasodim, it's baishonim and it's rachamim. And that reminded me of another vart that I saw on Yontif in the Igeres Hatil. And we'll end with this. And that is, and this is in the Chelek HaSoid, Ois Kof. So in the Chelek HaSoid Ois Kof, he mentions also a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Al testakel bekankan, ela b'mashe yeshbay. Al testakel bekankan, ela b'mashe yeshbay. Don't look at the kankan, feels like today's daf. Ela b'mashe yeshbay, what's inside the kankan? So he said, Pshat es hazeh. He says, the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisiso, after the Pasuk mentions the Yud Gimel Midas Sharachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Noitzach Esel La'alofim, Neisei Ovim V'Pesh V'Chatoh, and then it says, V'nake, Lo yenake, poiked avoyin ovis al bonim, val bnei bonim, al shileishim val ribeim. So the pasuk, this is the biggest rachamim, the yud gemo midesh al rachamim. But then it ends, venake lo yenake. Those are scary words. Venake lo yenake, as if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be menake. Ayin Rashi, ayin Chazal in different places. But venake lo yenake is scary. So said Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo Mifriedberg, Achi Agodol Shel Amaral. He said, Al Tisnakel B'Kankan. You're going to come to the Pasuk that says, V'naka Lo Yanaka, and you're going to be scared. Wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a meat of Lo Yanaka. So he said, Al Tisnakel B'Kankan. Don't look at the Nun Kuf, of the words V'naka Lo Yanaka. Ela B'Mashi Yeshboi. Look at the letters surrounding those words. V'naka is Vav Nun Kuf He. There's a vav in the beginning of the word, and there's a hey at the end of the word. Yinake is yud nun kuf hey. says nun ke, but there's a yud and a hey. If you take the vav and the hey of Yanake, and the yud and the hey of Yanake, you have the shame avaya. You have the shame yud ke vav ke. So he said, al tistakel bekankan. Don't look at the kankan. Ela b'mashiyesh boy. Look at the yud ke vav ke. This is a vart from 500 years ago. So he said that with this you could understand. We say on Chanukah. Move it along. Feels like Chanukah should be next week. So it says in Chanukah, Uminoisar kankanim, nasa neslash eshanim. So he said, what was the minoisar kankanim? Uminoisar kankanim. It's the minoisar. It's the vav and the hey of Venake. And it's the yud and the hey of Yenake. The minoisar, the shirayim of Venake, lo Yenake, was nasa neslash eshanim. And this is mamish the same word. That in Venake, lo Yenake, there's the shame yud kei vav kei. In the midas adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Gvura. But Gvura is Gibar. It's Goymlei Chasodim. It's Baishonim. And it's Rachmanim. And that's the message of the Mishnah. Al testakel bekankan. Elo b'mashayeshpay. That what appears to be midas adin mibachutz. But don't be mistakel. You have to look inside. Dig deeper. Don't just look at mibachutz superficially. It looks like midas adin. It looks like Gvura. It looks like v'nake lo yanake. But if you can figure out a way to look into the kankan. Ela b'mashe yeshboi. In the gvur, you're going to see goymle chasonim, baishonim, and rachmonim. And in the venakeh lo yanakeh, you're going to see the shem havayah.